This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go back in sort of a metaphysical sense, go back to Miami Beach, where we're talking about the city down there losing $3.6 million. And the city, who is this Morales guy?
Like the city manager.
City manager says... Mm-hmm. We probably should have caught this earlier. I'm trying to figure out if we did something wrong and where that happened.
I'm sorry, but I'm picturing a bunch of old retired guys in their Bermuda shorts with their metal detectors out on the beach looking for the $3.6 million that was lost.
Well, the story gets a little bit better for Miami. So,
Hold on. Let's actually back up a little bit here. The account that was pilfered has been closed and was a general account used to house money collected from permit fees and water bills. That money goes to pay government bills, such as payments to Miami-Dade County for drinking water, and money is also transferred to other city accounts for other expenses, including payroll. Morales said the city has sent claims to the bank, and this is the part that I want to touch on. He sent claims to the banks that received the funds to try to get them back. So he wants the bank to wind up, hey, bank, please give us $3.6 million that shouldn't have gone to an account here. Most of the time, and Chris, you run a retail business.
I do.
If I want to dispute a charge, how long do I have?
Well, it depends. Generally, if it's a charge on a credit card or something like that, then the credit card companies have their own method, their own processes in place to handle disputes.
Okay, well, let's say that I write you a check.
Right.
And I decide that, you know, at some point I want to say my checkbook was stolen and somebody went to Chris's store and bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that would be.
Generally, you know, 30, 60 days,
yeah,
probably.
I mean,
Oh, sorry, are you saying would Chris's store have to give you back the money for your bad check?
Or my bank or, yeah.
Well,
so somebody writes a fraudulent check on your account. They come in
right.
And buy some stuff with it.
But I only have a certain amount of time in which to dispute that. Otherwise, it's on me. Daryl, you should have caught this earlier that somebody hacked into your account.
And I think the banks would have that process. That would be
right.
part of the
I'm
terms
guessing
and conditions.
Like 30, 60 days,
you're
something.
Probably right, yeah.
I know with PayPal, you've got, I think it's 60 days to dispute a charge on PayPal.
Yeah, and I've had my credit card or debit card numbers compromised, you know, over the years and stuff like that. And
right.
My banks, I guess I've been fortunate, have always been very good about, you know, okay, let us know and we'll make it right for you.
Right.
But yes, I'm just skeptical.
Yeah,
I'm skeptical that this is not just an inside job.
I'm skeptical on that, and I'm also really curious and interested to see what happens with a government demanding that the banks return money that never should have gone out of the account.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the story.
Okay, so according to sources familiar with the circumstances, the managers overseeing accounts payable and the city's treasury division were forced to resign Wednesday after the money was found to be missing.
Good.
Morales declined to name the employees. The bombshell revelation, here it comes, 1 year after another unexpected shakeup in the beach's finance department. In September 2015, the city's top two financial officers longtime chief financial officer Patricia Walker and Georgie Eckert, assistant finance director, were forced to resign after the administration learned that they manipulated paid vacation and sick time to benefit future payouts when they left the city.
Nice.
Both hastily submitted resignations scribbled on notebook paper.
Now, I wonder, yeah. And this is, you know, the sort of conspiracy theorist deep inside of me, I wonder if Miss Walker or Miss Eckert, before they wound up walking out the door, set up auto payments to themselves for something.
Who knows, but I can see this is the problem. That where are the incentives in government workers?
Where's the accountability?
You know, they this is the problem versus the free market, as far as I'm concerned. If a government worker does a really spectacular, tremendous job, they're going to get their government wage, and that's it.
Right.
There's probably not a big bonus program. Mm-hmm. There's probably not an opportunity to really succeed. So, yeah, you have government employees like, you know, Walker and Eckert who, you know, change the I have 20 days of vacation to I've got 2,000 days of vacation. So when I leave, you've got to pay me out. And I'm the one who runs that department, so nobody's going to ask any questions.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, it's perverse, and the incentives are all twisted up when government's involved.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, every time something like this happens, you get people that are resigning, but nobody's held criminally punished, I mean, are liable.
Where's the charges?
I mean, they put Martha Stewart in prison for crying out loud, and these people are, like, swindling $3.6 million, yeah. And, you know, they resign and, you know, get their pensions for the rest of their lives.
Of course.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to the phones where we have Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I wanted to let you know that, you know, here in New Mexico, we killed 143 people.
Why did you kill 143 people in New Mexico?
Don't say we. Yes. You're putting blame on yourself.
Hold on. Can you repeat that, Sarah?
Yes. Drunk driving accident. And, you know, that's
so drunk drivers killed 143 people.
Yes. Yes. You know, our state. And so we have always been bad with the drunk driving. And the year before was 122. So we killed another 21 more people this year.
Hold on. It's not often I'm going to defend the state. This may have never happened before. But they didn't kill those people. The drunk drivers killed those people.
Right. The drunk drivers in our state. But it's actually our state.
Right. Sarah, the point, hold on, Sarah. The point that Chris is making, you're using the term we and the state and drunk drivers interchangeably.
Yeah.
Unless you were one of the drunk drivers, it was not... You were not part of a we. It was not the government of the state of New Mexico that killed people. It was, you know, irresponsible people that got into car accidents after having had too many drinks.
Yeah, and I'm not belittling the tragedy. I just want to make sure that the blame is placed exactly where it belongs, and it belongs on those people that were not responsible and took the lives of other people, which is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And especially, like, I am not a part of it, obviously, because I'm against drunk driving. I'm against all traffic.
You're against driving altogether. What are you talking about?
Well, I feel like we could have a technology, like we said, that they have a perspiration technology, like that little strip. So they could have it in the driver's car where it detects alcohol from the perspiration. And we're not talking about breathalyzers. When I say breathalyzer incorporated to all the cars, we're not talking about hoses or
you're just talking about
the air, but we're talking about technology that analyzes
so
by
the person getting into the car would like have to swab their get up a sweat and swab their forehead?
Or just maybe sniff the air so it can tell. I wouldn't doubt there's technologies out there, but Sarah,
I have to be super drunk for something in the air to detect your blood alcohol.
No, I think
I wear
probably.
A lot of perfume. I hope that doesn't affect it.
Probably. I think I think they have technologies that they could come up with something that would just sniff the air around your mouth and detect I have faith in technology. What I don't have faith in is government mandates that would say we will make this a requirement in every vehicle regardless, and it's not going to screw up when I've had a half of a beer and
well,
drive.
If the cars drive themselves, then
and
you don't have to worry about
Sarah
it.
Sarah loves government mandates of stuff. Sarah, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. And what is happening with Rodrigo Duterte? We'll tell you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we are going to transport ourselves to the Philippines, because we love a good Rodrigo Duterte story on this show. And, well, you know, he just keeps putting himself in the news. The latest comes from NBC News, where they report the president of the Philippines, according to top UN officials, should be investigated for murder after boasting that he personally killed three suspected criminals when he was the mayor of Davao City. President Duterte has gained global infamy for his hardline war on drugs, and the United Nations estimated some 6,000 people have been killed in the crackdown since he took office in July.
Wow.
You heard that right. In the United States, where there's been, you know, about 1,000 people killed by police so far during the entire year, in the Philippines, with a much smaller population, they've had 6,000 people killed just since July in their war on drugs. And these are people being killed mostly by police and military.
So their drug war should be wrapping up any time now, right? You're throwing all these resources at it. You're killing all these people. It's got to be done, right? Did they win yet?
No. Duterte said in a speech last month that he used to carry out killings personally while the mayor of Davao City, saying, quote, "Just to show the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?" This prompted Zaid Raad Al Hussein, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, to call on Tuesday for a murder investigation to be opened into the firebrand president. Hussein said in a statement, "The killings committed by Duterte, by his own admission, clearly constitute murder. It should be unthinkable for a functioning judicial system not to launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone has openly admitted to being a killer." Meanwhile, Grammy Award-winning singer James Taylor on Tuesday canceled a show in the Philippines in protest of the killings.
Oh, way to go, JT.
You had a weird look on your face of, like, why is James Taylor
popping up in a story in the middle of a story about it? It was just kind of mind warped me there for a second.
Taylor said in a Facebook post, "The scourge of addiction is a worldwide problem and does serious harm, not only to the addict, but to our society. Recent reports from the Philippines of summary executions of suspected offenders without trial or judicial process are deeply concerning and unacceptable to anyone who loves the rule of law."
So I got to hand it to James Taylor, who traditionally has been, I would say, very far to the left, at least of my political leanings over the years.
I don't know if I could tell you any of his political leanings.
Yeah. Well, when I was a, you know, hardcore Republican neoconservative, I mean, he was definitely one of those that was far, far to the left on a lot of issues, but I'm in complete agreement with him. This is not right, and he addresses an important point that this is a health issue. This is not a law enforcement issue, and you can't arrest your way into making a sober world. It just hasn't worked in 50 years.
Yeah, and, you know, just look at Portugal, where about 15 years ago they removed all penalties for possession of what they considered personal amounts of drugs, which include up to like 10-day supplies.
Right.
If you had a 10-day supply pretty much anywhere in the U.S., you would wind up being charged with possession with intent to distribute.
Oh, yeah, your felony. It's done.
Yeah, felony, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200. So we see that it works. You've got use rates and abuse rates have plummeted mm-hmm. in Portugal because people aren't scared to go seek treatment.
Switzerland's the same mm-hmm. way. Not completely the same way Portugal went, but they took a much more health-related approach on their opiate addiction, and they're seeing tremendous results. They're not seeing new cases pop up. They're seeing more people seek help. This isn't rocket science here, kids. This is one of those things that you should be demanding that your that your representatives in Washington address before more innocent people die, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and another thing, too, somebody on Facebook earlier had actually, like, mentioned something in a thread talking about how, you know, she supports the police and the military and, what you know, and getting the drug addicts off the street as if people that were in law enforcement or the military can't become addicted to drugs themselves. Right. And I have a family member personally who did 30 years in the military, had PTSD, became addicted to alcohol to cope with that, and then had back surgery. And the VA doctors prescribed him, like, an insane amount of these high-dose opiates, that he became addicted to those, too.
Now
he's just been in a downward spiral over the last few years, and he did 30 years in the military, so drug addicts aren't just these, you know, these crazy people that wanted to, you
right,
know,
right.
be that way. I mean, they all have different stories, and it's sad.
Yeah, we'll get back into the story about Duterte, but first, your calls. We've got Terry calling in from, it says, Florida, listening to WMTM out of Moultrie, Georgia. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, good evening. I was listening a little while ago when you were discussing the Miami thing, and first of all, I work for government. I work for a city in Florida, so I can speak to what I know for a fact is the regulatory items that come up in regard to government monies in the state of Florida. Okay. I don't know how other states work, but I can tell you, first of all, it takes a great deal for someone to be able to defraud the government in the state of Florida for a great deal of money. That was something that was planned and done very meticulously.
Right.
It's really not an easy thing to do.
Can you imagine any way to do that other than an inside job?
No. It would absolutely just... it would be amazing to me.
Right.
I have worked in government for many years in the state of Florida. I have seen some fraudulent activity happen. For us, it happened because someone hacked into our mail server and said, okay, so you're going to wire this amount of money to this account number, and a member of the finance team, the management team, instead of checking and doing the background work they're supposed to do on that sort of thing, wired the money out. So it was a stupidity error. However, I've also been involved in someone that simply walked out the door with some of our deposits. So it does happen. Right. But really what I wanted to say was, because in listening to the conversation you were having, what I heard inadvertently possibly was that, you know, because it's government, that's just what happens. And I don't know about other states, but for the state of Florida, just like in the private sector, you know, you have people that are simply dishonest. And
sure.
you're only as good as your infrastructure. So if you have the people in place that are going to protect the people's money, then it's not going to happen. And if you get the one bad apple, they're going to be able to find a way to cover it up, but only for a certain period of time. It will come to the surface.
Terry, thank you. Hold your thought. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. The we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for actually being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, now there's freedom from health insurance and something akin to a free market in healthcare. That is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever other medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We go back to the phones. We've got Terry calling in. And just to recap, Terry is a government worker of some kind, and we were talking earlier in the show about the city of Miami Beach having lost $3.6 million through some kind of deductions, multiple deductions out of one of their checking accounts. And, well, some people wound up resigning, and the city manager says, we don't know what happened. We think something may have gone wrong, but we don't know what. And, Terry, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that it would be very difficult for this to have happened without a lot of planning by somebody on the inside. Terry, are you there?
Still there.
Hello?
Yep. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
Was I correct in my assessment of what you said? No, that's fine.
Pretty much. Let me clarify. I do work in government. I do work in finance. So I do have a very clear picture of it. And again, I've been on the outside edge and seen it happen. So I know that it does happen. But I think that there is. To me, it sounded there's a misconception that it's just rampant. It's because it's government. It really doesn't. It doesn't happen any more often than it happens in private sector. When it's the public, it just becomes so much more worse because people know it's their tax dollars that's being defrauded. So
right. That's
the reason it seems like it's worse. But it really doesn't happen any more often.
To reinvest them elsewhere, though.
Right. We don't have
like
that.
Wells Fargo screws up, and I don't want to do business with them anymore. And I'd rather do business with Bankers Life. For my retirement, then I have that option. If the government screws up with our money,
the only option that you have is to uproot yourself and move somewhere else.
Right. And it really
a great deal. I'm glad you said retirement because I heard something else earlier that I wanted to clarify. You were talking about government workers that can just resign in shame, I suppose, and get their pensions and move on. Please be aware that pension I've been paying into mine. Some of that money is mine. It's not just paid in by the city. It's any other retirement or pension. You know, some of that money belongs to me and I paid for it. And no matter what the circumstances are for me leaving, that money belongs to me.
Well,
I get to retire.
That's where I think we have an issue is that, first of all, I think you took an issue with a couple things that I said, but let's talk about this one first. The first assertion is that instead of a person facing charges because of theft or of doing something that would otherwise be illegal. So we talked about the example of people doctoring their records for sick leave and vacation time so they could cash out with more money. They were allowed to retire or, allowed to resign and collect their pensions. Well, no, I'm sorry. If that happened where I live in government,
I'd
want their heads. I'd want them to be in jail. That's what would happen.
I can tell you that 2 years ago, we had an issue with some money that walked out of the city.
Right.
And the finance manager that was closely related to the person that is currently being prosecuted for that theft.
Good.
Was encouraged to retire. However, the prosecution is happening. In fact, I got a subpoena for a deposition about 3 months ago. So it's not that they don't get prosecuted. It's just that a lot of times you don't hear about it. The other thing is that because it's government money, it is heavily, heavily insured. Like when this money walked out our door, we got a large portion of it back through our liability insurance. So it's not that the money just walks away. The insurance covers a great portion of it just as, in the private sector, if your house burns down or you wreck your car, it works the same way.
Sure.
So although it doesn't make the theft any easier to swallow, it's not that the money's just gone and it's never recovered.
Yeah, and I think what our concern is my concern is twofold. Number one, people being able to get out of something just by saying, okay, I resign and that's it. The second thing that I said that may have caused you to call was I did say that the public sector lacks the incentives of the private sector where,
you can
do a great job and you may get promoted, you may get passed over because that position above you never opens up, but you don't get the opportunity for bonuses. What's the incentive for people in the finance department to self-audit, to go double-check things, or you know, is because it's government, mm-hmm. and I report to this guy, my God, well, I can't go through what he does. You know, that's my concern, and I don't work in government. I almost am government. I'm an elected official.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's difficult, but I can tell you that Florida, like many other places, I'm sure, went through a very difficult time over the last few years. The whole country did. But I can tell you that there is a very employee-friendly benefits package that is always, you know, that's available to government. I mean, my personal health insurance is covered by the city. I don't pay for it. My city also has a clinic that I go to free of charge. The city pays for that. They also have things set up that they...
The city doesn't pay for it, though. Taxpayers pay for it. You know, people that don't get, like, all of that stuff through the government.
And that's another misconception. My budget, I happen to be the budget and treasury manager. And the budget we just put out was for a little over $118 million for the fiscal year of 2017, which started on October the 1st. I will tell you that a little less than $11 million of that is taxpayer money. The rest of it comes in through our enterprise funds, the water resources, through there's several other ways that we earn the money, just like the private sector. You know,
water
bills.
Taxpayers paying for public sector.
That is no different than you going to the store and purchasing clothing from Walmart.
Terry, it's totally different because when I go shopping, I have a choice of multiple stores that I could go shopping from. When the city says, we're the people that are delivering your water and you have no other alternative, there is no
choice. You have a choice of where you live and you know, you could choose where you live. You don't have to choose the city of Miami Beach. Well, you don't have to choose that, just like you don't have to choose Walmart.
Let me give you an example of a place that I used to live, to where the city of Birmingham, Alabama, wound up spending a bunch of money on a sewer system, and because they wound up going so far into debt, they convinced the county commission to send everybody that lived in the county, even if they weren't hooked up to the sewage system, they got a bill anyway. So, yes, you have the option of living in the city or not in the city, but the county commission just decided you get a bill anyway. Terry, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Minutes remain. We might have time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're just a few days away from Christmas, and you probably need an ugly Christmas sweater, because really everybody does, right? Especially if you want bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at your Christmas party. I've got an ugly sweater that I actually loaned to Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host. He wore to an ugly Christmas sweater party, because those are things. And he did have the most talked about sweater. It took people, he said, about 15 minutes to realize what the reindeer were doing on the sweater. But it's absolutely something that will get people looking and talking in a good way. And he got that sweater. Well, I got the sweater that I loaned to him from Tipsy Elves. Chris, you got one for your son where it's got Jesus and Santa hanging out.
Drinking eggnog.
Melanie, our Monday night co-host, has one with a Santa hand coming down about to pluck up some gingerbread people that look frightened. And they also have some interactive sweaters. They have sweaters where you can actually play beer pong on the sweater. You can play cornhole on the sweater. They also have Christmas suits. And for the ladies, they've got holiday leggings, sweater dresses. I guess, you know, a guy could wear the sweater dress or the holiday leggings, but the leggings don't come in men's sizes. I know, because I looked, because I wanted a pair of the Alabama Crimson Tide leggings, because they have collegiate stuff as well as holiday stuff.
I'm thinking James Gum, but go ahead.
You're thinking what?
Never mind. Silence of the Lambs reference?
No putting the lotion on the skin or else I get the hose again. None of that. But again, they do have the sweater dresses and even pajamas. And as I mentioned, they have collegiate apparel as well. And right now, you can get 20% off anything that you order site-wide by using code FTL when you go to tipsyelves.com. That's tipsyelves.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Use that at checkout, and again, get 20% off site-wide. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Paul calling in from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I would like to say I'm on Uber Arizona now, but I didn't see the flatbed show up. So with the cars. Anyway, real quick, I want to tell you folks a happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas,
Kwanzaa, whatever your thing is. But you guys are gonna make. I'll tell you what. I'm shaking my head back and forth, and I'm giggling until the first of the year when you said about the bridge that no taxpayer dollars went to do any of this because we got government grant money.
Yep, that is exactly what they said. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I was like, right. Wait a second.
I'm shaking my head.
Where do they think that the federal grant came from? Right.
I'm going to get over a year because that's just the way people think.
Yep.
Yeah.
These are the people we trust with our counties. And.
Hey, Heather, you got to be careful because when you go up and try to charge a toll, I was thinking about this. You know, I don't know if you remember the old Monty Python's Holy Grail, but they had that little wooden bridge and that toll guy. And the swordsman comes up to me and goes, you got to pay the toll. And the swordsman says, I'm not going to pay the toll. And it's kind of comical, but the swordsman ends up chopping off his arms and his legs.
It's just a flesh wound.
So the Second Amendment's for.
Yeah, merely a flesh wound. He goes, I've had worse. You have not.
Right, I love that.
Merry holidays.
And to you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks for the call.
And since he did mention the holidays, something kind of depressing, actually. Apparently, Christmas kills people. Story from NBC News. They say it's called the Christmas effect, and for years, doctors have noticed a spike in deaths in the U.S. right around Christmas holiday, and actually, they've noticed it in all countries that celebrate Christmas. Now, researchers in New Zealand say they can cross off one possible reason, the weather. They've found the same deadly effect of Christmas down under as well, where it's the beginning of summer on December 25th. Josh Knight of the University of Auckland and colleagues studied all the deaths in New Zealand from 1988 to 2013. They wrote in their report in the Journal of the American Heart Association, we found evidence of a Christmas holiday effect in our medical facility's cardiac deaths with an excess event rate of 4.2% leading to about 4 additional deaths per year.
Hmm.
A Christmas holiday effect on mortality has been established in the United States with spikes in deaths from natural causes at both Christmas and New Year's. And they cited a 2004 study that found just under 5% more deaths over the end of the year holiday.
5%'s a lot. But I was saying you kind of got into the natural deaths. I wanted to make sure it just wasn't skewed for like seasonal suicides and things like that.
No, nope. From what I've seen to where there is that misconception that suicide rates jump up around the holidays,
right.
I've actually seen that that's not the case.
That's good.
But, you know, it often gets reported that way. But when you look at statistics.
So what kind of deaths are they saying? Like, are the likely
natural causes?
They said like all the heart attacks and natural causes.
Stuff everyone's eating. Yeah. So I can see that
being a high level of unhealthy activities. Yeah, definitely eating. But, I mean, is it really that different than Thanksgiving, for example, or other times of year when we may
Thanksgiving alcohol consumption during the holidays at its peak, too.
How do you get through it?
I don't think that Thanksgiving is as stressful a holiday as, say, Christmas, because you're not expected.
I don't have any in-laws, so.
You're not expected to give people presents for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you still got to get together with the family. I don't know if it's true, but a guy who worked in the liquor industry once told me that the day before Thanksgiving is now surpassed St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve as the heaviest drinking night. We call it Wild Turkey Night, the night before Thanksgiving when everybody comes back to town and be with their family. But they've got to go out
sense.
And like get hammered before they deal with it.
Yeah.
The researchers say in the United States, however, the Christmas holiday coincides with the coldest period of the year when mortality rates are already seasonally high because of low temperatures and influenza. Not so in New Zealand, where it's always mild and where Christmas and New Year's coincide with the start of summer. So what's going on? They say various possible explanations exist for a mortality holiday effect, including the emotional stress associated with holidays, changes in diet, and, Chris, you hit one of the nails, alcohol consumption.
I think we talked about all three of those. I think we just diagnosed it.
Given him my credit, though, wasn't I?
Two others. Fewer staff at medical facilities.
Oh, great.
And the changes in physical environment, i.e. traveling to go see relatives.
Okay.
So you add all of those together,
right,
and it winds up giving this holiday mortality effect. They think the two most likely explanations are delayed medical care and displacement of death. This means holding out until the holidays are over, something that studies suggest people who were otherwise dying may be able to do.
Yep.
Knight and his colleagues wrote, the ability of individuals to modify their date of death based on dates of significance have been both confirmed and refuted in other studies. However, it remains a possible explanation for the holiday effect.
I wonder if the other thing that could play effect would be like insurance and stuff, because I know some people have policies that are only like good in a certain network. So if you're visiting family, you might be like, oh, well, I'll just go to the doctor's when I get home, because I don't want to pay out of pocket if I go somewhere here.
And I've always heard the phrase, just got to survive the holidays. I never really thought of it as survive the holidays.
Like, literally. Right.
And then there's also the people that, they might start to not feel well, and they just write it off of, oh, I'm just travel weary.
Right.
Nothing's wrong.
Too much.
And my dad, actually, about 6 years ago, he had gone on a trip with his wife to go visit her parents. And as they were driving back from West Virginia to Alabama, he wound up having a stroke.
Oh, jeez.
Luckily, he wasn't the one driving when it happened. But, yeah, it was one of those things to where he just said, I'm kind of tired.
Right.
And then a couple hours later, he was slurring his words, and they got him to a doctor. I don't remember where exactly they were when they got him to a doctor, but just figured, oh, he's tired.
Right.
And
in Appalachia.
Yep. Wound up having a mild stroke.
Wow.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we'll be here every night of the week through the holidays, and hopefully we don't die on the air, because that would be absolutely horrible. Talk about a mortality effect. We'll be back tomorrow and always online at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.